Gander residents and people throughout central Newfoundland are expected to benefit from a new sport multiplex that will support healthy and active lifestyles. The new facility will include a FIFA regulation-sized outdoor soccer field, yep, FIFA, and an 8-lane, 400-meter rubberized running track located next to Gander Elementary. The feds investing more than $2.2 million towards the project, while the provincial government and the town of Gander are combining for the same total. Here is Gander Mayor Percy Farwell speaking with VOCM's Dean Clark.
Really positions us to meet some really desperate needs we have right now, because we've been suffering for a few years now in terms of our soccer program. I mean, with great volunteers and great interest from participants, and really no facilities. You know, last year in particular, we had, well, I shouldn't say no facilities, but we had, you know, our entire program running out of a smaller field next to the elementary school. And thanks to the generosity of the school board that we even have that. With this field now, we'll have this new one with artificial turf, and within a year or so after that, we will certainly have the school is replacing the two that are being removed down by the new where the new Gander Academy is being built, with another full-sized field. So, you know, these things are important. This is not a small project. It's you know, close to $7 million, and it's not every day you get an opportunity to get, you know, the other two levels of government financially supporting things, recreational projects. It's easier to get money for wastewater treatment and roads and so on, and rightfully so, perhaps, but this recognizes the importance going forward of things like your recreational and your, and this is health related. This is about providing affordable opportunities for young and old people to participate in events, and in the case of the track and field, events that we, you know, nobody in Central is positioned to host, and no place in Central is available for aspiring athletes to train on, and we have particularly you know, prominent in our thoughts around the track and field facility is the presence of our local Gander Wings Special Olympians, who are sending people to national competitions and world competitions regularly, and of course hosting provincial competitions themselves, with no facilities here to be able to even train on in terms of the track and field events that are so prominent in Special Olympics. So I know we had people at the announcement on Friday from representing Special Olympics, and you know, it was really good. I was in a retail store over the weekend, and I bumped into one of our Special Olympic athletes, and he was so delighted to have heard that this facility was being built, and they said, like, they're so happy, and it's been a long time coming, and he can't wait to see it open. So it's a good announcement. You know, it's a little over $2.2 million from each of the federal and provincial governments to be matched up with $2.2 million from the town of Gander. And we're hoping to get construction going on it, you know, throughout the winter, because a lot of it is groundwork that, subject to conditions, can be done late in the fall and into the winter. And hoping that, you know, by the end of next summer, we'd have the facilities able to be used, and maybe even earlier than that. But really excited about it. It's good for the town, not just from a recreational point of view. It continues to reinforce our position as a regional and a provincial service hub, and a good location, a preferred location for hosting of tournaments and events. So we're really excited about it.